Hey there, I'm an animated Connor Walsh, which is kind of ironic because people say I'm pretty animated in real life. Anyway, welcome to Walsh Wednesday, my new slash old podcast. Let me explain. Back in high school in 2013, I was pressured by some friends to do an impromptu solo acoustic performance in my cafeteria. Believe it or not, people really took to it. And it turned into a monthly musical series I did through the rest of high school. Who said High School Musical wasn't realistic? By college, I turned Walsh Wednesday into a web series, focusing on interviews surrounding community events, charities, and local entertainment in the Hudson Valley and Capital Regions of New York. Walsh Wednesday spawned several spin-offs such as the Walsh Wednesday Concert Series, Walsh Wednesday Spotlights, and Walsh Wednesday The Reflective Series before its hiatus in 2021. After that, I spent the last 3 years working in radio, honing my craft, conducting unbelievable interviews, traveling to fascinating places, attending mind-blowing events, and meeting some of my personal heroes. Now, with the help of some awesome people I've met along the way, I'm bringing Walsh Wednesday back bigger and better than ever. Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, and Walsh Valuation.
Peace and blessings, family. I am Tonka Williams, proud Black woman, a nurse, and your advocate for cardiovascular health and wellness. We're going to talk about something that's quietly claiming the lives of too many of us in the Black community, aortic disease. The aorta is your body's largest artery. When it weakens or tears, it's just not a health issue. It's an emergency. And the painful truth, many of us have never heard of it before. And if we have, we don't always know the signs or how to protect ourselves. That ends today. We're reclaiming our power through knowledge, action, and advocacy because our lives, our families, our future depends on it. Let's break it down. Your aorta is the main highway carrying blood from your heart to your entire body. It keeps everything moving. But like any road, it can wear down. When it bulges, that's called an aneurysm. When it tears, that's an aortic dissection. Both are life-threatening, and every second matters. And here's what we need to talk about. Black people are more likely to have high blood pressure, a major risk factor that puts extra pressure on the aortic wall. Yet, too often, when we speak up about pain, dizziness, or not feeling right, we're brushed off. We're told it's stress, anxiety, or we're just overthinking it. That's a delay. It can cost lives, but we're done being dismissed. If you or someone you love ever feels a sudden sharp chest pain, especially if it moves to your back or your neck, or if you pass out or feel a strange tearing feeling inside, go to the ER and speak up. Say it loud. I am worried about my aorta. This isn't just about personal health. It's about protecting our families and building a future where our people thrive. Advocacy is our inheritance, our ancestors strive by trusting their instincts and protecting their own. Let's carry that forward for ourselves and for our generations to come. You may have a memory of a cousin who died suddenly at 45, a parent who complained of back pain and never woke up. These weren't always just heart attacks or bad luck. Sometimes they were aortic dissections, undiagnosed, untreated, and devastating. That's why we must know our family history, check our blood pressure, and get screened if we're at risk, especially for our Black men and women over 40. Don't wait, don't assume, advocate. And as a community, we got to show up for each other. At the barbershops, the salons, the cookouts, this is our time to start the conversations. We are strong, wise, and powerful people, and that means protecting our health with intention and love. Learn the signs. Get your pressure checked. Ask your doctor about your aortic. Talk to your family. This is how we protect our legacy. I'm not just speaking as a nurse. I'm speaking as your sister, your cousin, your neighbor. And I want you to say this with me, loud and proud. My heart, my health, my power. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay here with us. Thank you, and may you walk in health, purpose, and power.
Amy, that's Connor. That's Tonka. We're glad you can spend some time.
All right, Connor. Love to slide down. Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and we got a great episode for you guys today. I'm really excited to be reunited with these two. We spoke last year, and we even got rewarded for speaking, which we'll get into very shortly on that. But this is a very big time. September is Aortic Dissection Awareness Month, and we're speaking with one of the leading organizations on that cause, the John Ritter Foundation. So with us, we have Tonka Williams, nurse leader, health advocate, and president-elect of the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. And alongside her, we have the founder of the John Ritter Foundation, wife of the late John Ritter. You'll know her from shows like Wings and movies like Robin Hood, Men in Tights, The Mask, Pretty Woman, and Problem Child series. We have with us Amy Yazbek. Tonka, Amy, how are you guys?
We're doing fabulous.
I am fantastic. I wish I was in the same room with you guys.
I know. That would be fun. Well,
or I wish you were here.
Yes.
We're doing a lot better than the first time around because that was just a phone call. So now we can actually see each other this time.
That's true.
Our relationship is really moving forward in a healthy way.
Exactly. It's moving forward. We're taking these steps. What was it? The musician Five for Fighting started off with a phone call, then a video call, and then I hung out with him backstage at a concert. So what concert are we hanging out?
Nima here. I have no idea what you just said.
It's all good. Great musician. Okay. Highly recommend looking him up. Superman, It's Not Easy, his biggest hit.
Okay.
Very good.
So I start quoting Frank Sinatra and I'm in.
New York, New York. Yep. Hey, I'm here in New York. So, but guys,
yeah,
really excited to have y'all on. Of course, September is a very, very big time for you guys. And there's a lot of fun things. Let's get the really fun stuff out of the way first. Amy, you just recently filmed an episode of Celebrity Family Feud. What was it like being on The Feud there? ABC, Steve Harvey, the mustache, all that.
My mustache did look very good.
I meant Steve's, but...
I see. Yes, yes. It was really fun. And we shot it in Atlanta, and I'm of Atlanta. And we played the family of Andy Richter. I don't know if you know Andy, with a great podcast and works all the time, and also was Conan's second banana for ever.
I've watched Conan so many years, absolutely. So
I am like the big Conan fan, same. And I've known Andy a long time, but I don't know if he'll ever speak to me again because we kicked their butts.
Hey, there we go.
No, he's terrific. His family was great, and ours just happened to wipe the floor with them. So we won money for the John Ritter Foundation for Aortic Health.
Fantastic.
Don't mess with us.
And that's huge awareness right there. Obviously, you're playing games. You're having a great time on the feud. But to be able to get the awareness out there. And as I mentioned before, we all share recognition for something. Last year, we did that radio interview. And it was only like a 5 to 8 minute interview. We got a New York State Broadcasting Excellent and Broadcasters Award for it.
And that's so flipping cool. That makes me so happy. We were having a good time.
It was a fun
time. We were having a weird time.
We were. But it was a good time.
Absolutely was.
Were we not in Atlanta?
Yes, we were.
We were in Atlanta in a little studio, and only one of our things worked. So we were like on a dongle. Can I say dongle?
Yes.
trying to do it. And sometimes it would just be really loud. And sometimes it would just be, and I have tinnitus anyway, tinnitus if you're nasty. And it was just like, and we just did a bunch of them. And some people were fine to do it. And then there was you and a couple other like you that like really got it. You could tell like they were really listening and asked real questions, and it makes a difference.
It does.
It really makes a difference, because translating, you know, I mean, it's not tons of medical jargon. It's pretty easy stuff, but being able to talk to the public, your audience, makes a huge difference when it comes to the mouths of our little actual faces. So thank you for doing this.
Absolutely. I was so grateful to have you guys at the time. It was a lot of fun, and I'm so grateful to have you guys on now. You know, we're creating a legacy here with back-to-back yearly interviews, but you guys are creating a legacy, of course, with the John Ritter Foundation, and it's really fantastic. So definitely want to get into that a little bit. We're kind of rehashing a little bit of what we talked about last time, but we do have more time, so we can kind of flush it out. So Amy, if you could go into a little bit of why you even started the John Ritter Foundation in the first place.
So in 2003, my husband, John Ritter, died from an aortic dissection, but he died in most part because he was actually treated for a heart attack. It wasn't even suspected that night that it was something different, you know, it wasn't his, hold on, you know, I'm going to be, it wasn't his heart. It was his aorta, which is the artery, biggest artery in your body, goes up and down and delivers everything with all these little offshoots. And so a heart attack, and Tonk and I have talked about this, like almost, who know what is the opposite when you're talking about biology, but it is not a block, it's a tear.
It is.
And so that's the opposite treatment. So blood thinners that he was given, assuming that, you know, people assuming that he had a block, did very much the opposite. And it's not his heart, it's his aorta. And so to look at his heart, there's a angiogram, you call it, and it goes up through your aorta, you go in through your groin. And so when they were sending this wire and this camera through, then they were able to see that it was really the biggest aneurysm, I think, that one of the doctors said he had ever seen.
Oh, wow. And
an aneurysm is a widening. So it's supposed to be like the size of a garden hose. That's about standard for most people, a little bit by body mass index, maybe a little bit more. And when it gets a widening, it's not exactly a bubble. It's like the whole thing starts to like pooch out in one part of it. Then the inside layers, because it's made of three layers for protection, but just like anything that gets stretched out, then the actual kind of fibers start to tear. And in a thoracic aortic dissection, which is this part, you guys, this part, boom, boom, from your diaphragm up, it usually doesn't rupture, which we've heard of aortic ruptures, which means the whole thing gets a hole in it, you know, like when an airplane's door comes off, like then you're like, but something just as dangerous and probably way more sneaky happens, which is the inside layer starts to get less and less strong because it starts to go like this. Mm-hmm. And it starts to get like maybe a little notch in it, just in the inside layer, in the tear. But your blood is coming at such a rate. I mean, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, your body has to put pressure to have your blood be traveling everywhere. Think about it. If you've ever plumbed anything, and I have, it's crazy. So what happens is the blood goes in the real place it's supposed to go, which is called the true lumen, which is like the real highway. And some of it starts to get diverted into that little notch in between the inner layer and the middle layer. And so it starts to make its own river next door, the false lumen, it's called. So if you looked at it this way, it would look like a double barrel shotgun. So, and then the one where the blood is supposed to be going and feeding your brain and everything gets smaller and smaller while this one pushes it. And the place where it goes, which is a blind alley, then the blood starts to pool in there and even tear down more. And so your the blood brings oxygen to everywhere in your body. That's what feeds it. So it almost suffocates your, you know, the organs that need the healthy oxygen-rich blood don't go to where they need to go. And it's very, very dangerous, very fatal. So many people don't make it even to the hospital once the dissection starts. Aneurysms are found a lot of ways, different ways. There's no symptoms, which sucks.
Very out of the blue kind of thing, right?
Well,
or at least it just seems to hit out of the blue. It could be there for a while.
Aneurysm, but, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say, Tonka? I mean, there's slow growing and fast growing aneurysms. Either way, when they get to a certain size, or depending on your genetic makeup, sometimes people dissect without an aneurysm or at a smaller size. But the aneurysm would be the perfect warning if people knew that they were in line for it. So that's a genetic thing. And then the actual blood pressure that we're talking about, I mean, there's your expert right there. And I mean, a giant chunk of our population has unchecked blood pressure problems.
Absolutely. Blood pressure is definitely a thing. I know blood pressure issues is a thing in my family. I really wasn't even aware of aortic dissection until we had the conversation last year.
So my husband died from it.
Exactly.
So don't feel out in the cold. That's why your job and my job is so important.
Absolutely. And
medical people, you talk to the people, and I yappity yap whenever anybody tells me to.
But hey, the awareness part is key. Now, it's so key. So Tonka, of course, when we were talking about this last time, you were telling me how with John Ritter's, it was kind of different than a lot of cases, at least in America. It really seems to be striking people of the Black community more than anybody else. Would you mind going into that and who's at risk more for this?
I would say it'd be killing people.
Be killing people.
Right?
Yeah, I would too. I would say, unfortunately, 55% of African-Americans or Blacks have hypertension, which is high blood pressure. And I would say uncontrolled hypertension, high blood pressure can lead to this. I think one of the most important things is that we have got to make sure that we get that blood pressure check, we get the medications that we need, get the blood pressure under control. And Blacks and American, African-Americans, I would say that that's one of the key leading things that we need to make sure that we look out for. We oftentimes in our culture, we eat a lot of stuff that's high in sodium, high in
delicious.
Salt. Very much so.
Very delicious. True.
Very much so. You know, I can just name off some things like pork products and everything else, but we love that salt intake. But it's so much important for us to learn and to understand that we need to make sure that we're getting that blood pressure checked. We're making sure we're under control. We're seeing our physicians. We're speaking up. That's the biggest thing. We need to advocate for ourselves. You know, you feel that little headache spiking up, go check your blood pressure, making sure that everything's under control.
And it's easier. I mean, remember you did mine on camera.
I know.
I mean, I was acting like an idiot, but then I'm like, oh, wait, am I an idiot? What is she talking about?
Wait, what did you guys do on camera? What's going on?
Like, did my blood pressure, like, yeah, okay, blood pressure with this little thing from the drugstore. And I'm like, it's so easy. And then she's doing it. I'm like, it's so easy. Why aren't I doing it? I should be doing it.
Correct. I mean, they're really inexpensive at CVS or Walgreens, any local pharmacy.
And now there's apps that come with them and
yes,
stuff.
They are. They have tons of apps. You can get them on Amazon, just a blood pressure check.
Yep.
And just check it once a day just to see what is your normal blood pressure.
Right.
You know, talk with your physician to see what is normal for you.
Take it after you argue with your husband.
Oh, definitely do that.
Honestly, probably not a terrible idea.
We remember.
But the biggest thing is making sure you're checking your blood pressure.
Yes.
And I'd like to it's so having high blood pressure does not cause an aortic dissection because you don't know whether you are at risk for an aortic dissection or not. If you are somebody who is genetically at risk or kind of mechanically, however your proteins are coming together in your body, whatever it is that makes you at risk for it, bring it on home. That will clear all the bases. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Because people can, you know, again, aneurysm has no symptoms. Every once in a while, an aneurysm, because it's next to your trachea, your aorta will get, if it's on this side of it, the ascending will get so big that it might be like touching your trachea from the inside. So, I mean, these are just little anecdotal things that used to be the only thing you could look out for. But now the imaging and the everything, plus it's very highly genetic. Estimated about 20% of aortic dissections. I think it's more, but I can't prove it. Let me go through the numbers again.
Well, it's all
Also,
about
when
a
somebody else.
detection. It's all about the
It is.
detection.
Right.
And it's
Well, that's the
so
thing.
important. Yeah.
Right.
It's
Because
so
John didn't
okay.
know it was in his family.
Yeah.
And we know now it is, because not just because his brother Tom, 4 years later, had an aneurysm in the exact same place that we caught, because all first degree relatives, which is, help me, talk for siblings, your
Wouldn't that
parents,
be parents, siblings,
parents,
and
siblings, first
offspring?
cousins, I put them there,
Oh,
aunts and
first cousins
uncles,
too. Okay.
grandkids.
Grandparents. Grandparents.
A little bit first plus, everybody in our family and everybody who's following the Ritter rules, which we'll talk about, does yearly at least echocardiograms just to measure the size of their aorta. So during one of those, Tom was actually 6 months out, so meant 6 months till he had his next one, and he had a little TIA. He has cerebral palsy, and this is something that might be related to that. And they were going to do the thing where they push dye into his veins to do it. And I said, "Don't push anything." And we didn't. I did it because I'm a nudge. He had an echo, and there was an aneurysm. And who knows whether that aneurysm would have bust before the next 6 months he had it. But what happened was the doctor that he was with at the time said, "Oh, it looks kind of small. I'm not going to worry about it." So we sent our buddy, our brilliant buddy, Dr. Diana Milowitz, who runs the John Ritter Research Program in Aortic and Vascular Diseases. I'm going to have her change that. That's too long. But it's because it's exact. It's an exacting thing. And she called that doctor and said, "Hey, this guy's brother just passed away 3 years ago. We don't know whether his aneurysm was slow growing, all these things." So Tom went up to Stanford. At the time, somebody we love was there, and he ended up having his aortic arch, which is that top of the candy cane shape, replaced. And so the suspicion, which everybody had kind of had about their dad, was a singing cowboy named, go ahead, Tex, of course, Tex Ritter. Tex died of a, I'm making air quotes, heart attack in his 60s.
Wow.
He had chest pain. He was bailing one of his band members out of jail. It happens. He
I'm
grabbed
a
his,
musician. We've been there.
in Nashville, you can imagine. I don't want to hear about it. But just clutched his chest, fell over, and they put it into the cardiac category. No autopsy. He was not under doctor's care for any heart stuff. And he had a big family of eight. And Jason Ritter, my stepson, always says that, and this is true, John used to say, "Yeah, in my family, everyone dies of their first and only heart attack." We know now those probably were not heart attacks.
Yeah. It's crazy looking back and seeing with the information that we know now, medically, scientifically, technologically, where it's like, oh, this is really what something was, whether it was in the family, whether it's historic people, like even hundreds of years ago, it's like, oh, that was probably not that. It was probably really this.
Yeah,
And it's
especially with
really crazy to think about.
syndromic things, which is interesting because the familial thoracic aortic dissection, which is what's hunting my family or whatever, doesn't have a look to it. But certain syndromes like Marfan syndrome, Loeys-Dietz, Ehlers-Danlos, Turner syndrome, these have a certain look maybe to the person's, which is not the shape of their face or that they're very tall, isn't the thing that does it. It's just another trait that this specific gene throws off, gene mutation throws off. And so those have always gotten the I don't know about that. Yeah, the love, the money, and the attention, especially because people are like, "Oh, that's probably what Lincoln had, just by the way he looked, right?" And so if you don't look like Lincoln, if you look like Jack Tripper, or you look like Jack Tripper's brother or whatever, and you walk into the emergency room with chest pain, they're not going to think, "Oh, this might be an aortic dissection." So people really need to, exactly what Tonka preaches, and I'm going to say preaches because you do, advocate for yourself.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
Adversity and stress. How do you cope? I'm dealing with a voice issue right now, my own adversity and stress. So let's use AI Andy for the rest of this message. Take it away, AI Andy.
This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at MHA of Dutchess County. We all move on a scale of mental wellness. It can shift minute by minute, hour by hour, based on what we face. What happens when it piles on? How do you cope? Do you turn to the bottle or vape? Do you medicate with pills not prescribed for that purpose? Do you become short-tempered and argue with others? Are you quick to road rage? These are self-defeating and negative reactions, and they're unhealthy and can lead to self-inflicted further stress. There's no shame in seeking to improve you by engaging in self-care with a therapist. If you do not know where to start, talk to your primary care physician. You can always contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500, and if we don't have a specific program to help you, we will help guide you to one.
Thanks, AI Andy. You sound pretty good.
Thanks, Andrew and AI Andy. Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins, and Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
September will be Aortic Disease Awareness Month. To prepare us for September, we have a message from nurse leader and health advocate, Tonka Williams.
Peace and blessings, family. I am Tonka Williams, a proud Black woman, a nurse, and your advocate for cardiovascular health and wellness. We're going to talk about something that's quietly claiming the lives of too many of us in the Black community. Aortic disease. The aorta is your body's largest artery. When it weakens or tears, it's just not a health issue. It's an emergency. And the painful truth, many of us have never heard of it before. And if we have, we don't always know the signs or how to protect ourselves. That ends today. This isn't just about personal health. It's about protecting our families and building a future where our people thrive. Advocacy is our inheritance. Learn the signs. Get your pressure checked. Ask your doctor about your aorta. Talk to your family. This is how we protect our legacy. My heart, my health, my power. Stay safe, stay strong, and stay here with us. Thank you, and may you walk in health, purpose, and power.
For additional information, please visit the John Ritter Foundation website, johnritterfoundation.org. And please check out the full video at Tonka Williams' YouTube channel at Tonka Williams-Aortic-Awareness. Up next, we have our friend Philomena Finelli from Impact PR and Communications.
Thanks, Connor. I'm Philomena Finelli, CEO of Impact PR and Communications and a media maven, which is a fancy way of saying that my team and I help companies get in the news, transform leaders into thought leaders, and cut through the clutter with messaging that matters. And we do it all with a smile. Our agency was named the Woman-Owned Small Business of the Year for 2024 by the Metro New York District Office of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we received the Gold Stevie Award for Woman-Run Workplace of the Year, which is an international recognition. But it's not about the awards, it's about the personal interactions. We at Impact PR and Communications pride ourselves on crafting meaningful, results-driven public relations campaigns that are tailored to meet and exceed our clients' goals. If you want to learn more and talk to my team and I, visit PRwithimpact.com and let us know that you found out about us from Walsh Wednesday.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, and Walsh Valuation. Yes, definitely. Big time. So, Tonka, could you talk about advocating for yourself and what that looks like and what people should be, you know, really looking out for? As we said, you know, a matter of checking the blood pressure, things along those lines. But how do you advocate for yourself? How do you ask the right questions when somebody, me, more than a year ago, had no idea what any of this stuff was?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing is know your family history. That is the first thing we all need to know.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, you know, looking back in my family history, there's been many times where my grandparents had died of a heart attack or have, you know, had this severe headache or whatnot, and then it led to a heart attack. You know, researching back, we don't think it was actually a heart attack. I think it was easy to just label that. So know your family history is going to be the key thing before advocating.
And be suspicious.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's been many times where patients will come through an emergency room and they are complaining of symptoms of a severe heart attack, you know, clutching their chest. They're not feeling well. They're feeling nauseated. They're feeling vomit and those type things. And then, you know, the doctors do their wonderful EKG and they do their wonderful blood work and everything comes back negative for a heart attack or right. Anything that's stressing on the heart.
As John's did, negative for a heart attack. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, maybe it's just too early.
And we do a wonderful job of listening to the doctors and don't questioning and going home. Many times those patients who go home, we're self-treating. You know, we get into over-counter medication, the Pepto-Bismol, the Alka-Seltzers, you name it. And then a week later, sometimes not even a week later, unfortunately, loved ones are passing away at home.
Yeah.
Type thing. So what we need to do and what Amy and I are really stressing is advocating. When those blood tests and those lab test results come at negative and you're still feeling that sharp pain.
And they're kicking you out.
And they're kicking you out.
And you're if I may.
Yes.
So somebody feeling, and you're Black.
Yes.
And they're saying, oh, you're just drug seeking, or you're a woman. Mm-hmm. They're like, it's all in your head. Go to the gynecologist. These kind of things
happen.
And if you think they don't, it's because you're not a nurse mm-hmm. or you're not a medical advocate, because the stories she sees firsthand, and that at the John Ritter Foundation, we have aorta advocates, people mm-hmm. from all that, we've trained them to like just to speak on this. And it's shocking to some people. I think maybe some people who don't know that they have the privilege of being believed.
Mm, absolutely.
You know, and so when you know that, mm-hmm. that you are also, you know, it's the conversation. It's the conversation that my friends have with their kids when you get pulled over, keep your hands on the thing.
Don't make
it, and it sucks that that's the way it is, but you know, first save your own life.
Absolutely. So what you need to do is speak up, say, something is not right. Could you check my aorta?
Right.
And I would tell you the first step would probably be your nurse. You'll see often, then you see the physician. Your nurse will be your biggest advocate along with you, but you need to speak up. Ask for, can you check my aorta just to make sure everything is okay?
And throw John's name. I don't care. He would want you to say, hey, I know John Ritter mm-hmm. died of an aortic dissection because he was treated for a heart attack. Go ahead and say that. And like, I'm not leaving it until you do that. I don't know my family history. If you do, throw it.
Yep.
If you don't.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's important to know and to make those things while you're there. You might as well try to, you know, check off as many boxes as possible. Mm-hmm. And it is tough, though. It definitely is tough when you aren't a medical professional. You don't know all the right questions to ask. That's why it's so important that we have this awareness. We have this month and we have this organization. And of course, with September and the John Ritter Foundation, I know you guys are going to be very busy in September. Do you want to talk about some of the stuff?
John Ritter Foundation, there's Aortic Dissection Awareness Week as well. Mm-hmm. We're like, which is this year, the 14th to the 20th. And it's Aortic Dissection Awareness Week. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff for it. And get this, Tonka, what's it mean when somebody says stat?
That means now.
Yes. Now. So stat, short for status, let's go, whatever. It's from the Latin. But S-T-A-T, S, suspect. Have a high suspicion, like we do with text reader. T, time matters. A, aortic imaging. Aortic imaging. You're going in there, they're trying to treat you for a heart attack, image my aorta. And T, the last one, talk about it. Tell your family, ask questions. So stat, how about that?
There you go.
I love it.
That's a good one. I feel like, I remember last year too, you were saying, it's like, we need to get this on a t-shirt. What was it? Aortic dissection detection is key for aortic dissection prevention. And saying you're trying to get that on
somebody
a t-shirt.
Somebody write that down. We're brilliant, Tonka. How did that
happen? I know. I forgot
we
about
said
that
a
one.
Lot of things.
We did.
And then now you got stat. So you guys are coming up with a lot of good stuff.
Aortic attention is aortic dissection prevention. Oh, I can't.
It was detection. You said detection last time. It's all good. But yeah, you said you have a lot of things going on during this week. Are there any things that you want to like plug, talk about, just stuff that you're proud of that's going to be happening during aortic dissection week?
Well, I have something. So it happens to be my birthday, but that's not what we're doing.
Oh my God. Happy birthday then. Crazy.
114. No, I'm 63.
You look good, girl. You look good.
With this filter and this hair dye. It's
not bad. You look so good.
Yeah, because you see this much. But so September 12th, we have Evening from the Heart LA, which we usually do it in May. We're doing it in September. And it's a gala and a fundraiser. And this year we're doing something super cool and crazy, which is we're doing a celebrity staged reading of a Three's Company episode.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Would you like to hear the cast? I have not announced it yet.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If we can get some exclusives. Yes. Yes, please.
Sure. I don't know. I think I can.
Well, to be honest, this is airing afterwards anyway, so you're good.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Amy.
Well, hopefully all of these people showed up.
There you go.
They will.
Adam Devine from Rachel, playing Jack Tripper, the best. I adore him. Kaylee Cuoco is playing Janet. And
she was his daughter in Eight Simple Rules, so that's cool.
Correcto. And Adam was actually my stepson in Workaholics, but that's a whole other thing.
I totally forgot about
that was crazy. And the Jack Black episode, that was crazy. But then Richard Klein is coming back to play Larry, and Priscilla Barnes is coming back to play Nurse Terry.
Amazing.
And I think you've heard of this guy, Jason Alexander.
Yes,
to play Mr. Furley.
Amazing. Wow.
And it's a whole episode. It's called Going to Pot. And imagine it in the 70s getting mixed up between go get me some pot and go get me some pot. And then the cops get involved and blah, 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 blah. So we've got Holly Robinson Pete, really one of my best friends. Steven Weber. These are all the guest stars. Ron Funches, who I adore. And it's being directed by Dennis Dugan.
Oh, really?
Directed Happy Gilmore, has directed all those movies with him, and directed Problem Child. And our narrator is Tom Bergeron. Oh, my God. I hope all these people show up.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I've never said it out loud before. Tonka didn't even hear all those.
I know. We're getting exclusives here. This is amazing.
Yes, you are.
Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. That is so sick. And I'm really excited for you for that. I did say that was.
Yeah. What a great name for a medical podcast.
That could be. Absolutely.
That's so sick. With Tonka Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll produce it for you. I got
you. Will.
Amazing. Oh, that is so fun. So we were talking about that, the event. The event's going to be fantastic. Now, obviously, there are people who aren't going to be able to make it or people who want to support.
It's streamed.
Exactly. Where can people stream? Where can people support? How can they still be involved?
Pluto is going to be having it on their channel, station, something. I don't know how things work. Hello. I'm from the days of 3 channels and UHF. You don't even know what that is.
I do know what that is, actually.
Well, you should get a life because you're too young to know what that is. You should.
Weird Al had a movie about it.
Oh, that's 100% right. That's 100% right. Weird Al did. Ooh, that would have been good. Anyway, so it's.
But I think if we go to the website, they should be able to find the information. Yep. Right?
Oh yeah, it'll be on the website eventually after it. To watch it, yeah, there'll be lots of social media about it. But also, it's going to be for a year. It's going to be on the Pluto platform. That's right, because they have a 24-hour Three's Company channel. As if you didn't know.
Amazing. Fantastic. And of course, we'll make sure that we link that in the description of this episode. So everybody who's checking out Walsh Wednesday, you'll be able to check this out right after finishing
this. We're going to win all the awards, kids. We're going to win all the awards.
All the awards. We got the New York State Broadcasting Award. Now we're going to get every other award afterwards. Incredible. Incredible. And it's also just so funny because the award ceremony for the Broadcasting Awards is in September. So there you go. So it's just, it all makes sense. It's all coming together. Great coincidences. Now, Amy, you mentioned a second ago that you guys have Ritter rules. I think that's great because he was on Eight Simple Rules. Is there much of a, how much of a difference between Eight Simple Rules are there to the Ritter rules? What are the Ritter rules?
I don't know what the Eight Simple Rules are. It was a book. Ritter rules, you can look it up for yourself. And it's also been translated into, I think, eight languages as of now.
How about that? Amazing.
Pretty amazing. They're kind of easy to understand rules for what it is, what kind of emergency it is, what the steps are, if you are suspected of it, if you have somebody in your family that has it. And they were first kind of written, collated from, I want to say grokked, that's how I talk, from the aortic dissection guidelines, which were not a thing until 2010 when we and other communities around the aortic dissection and experts, I think there were 10 different experts in different fields, put together these actual guidelines for doctors, for the medical treatment, for surgery, in a thing that they used to call pocket guidelines.
Because
the white coat has that square pocket.
Yep.
Of course, they still call them that, but those have been updated. So because of research, partly, you know, $1.5 million that we have been able to get to genetic research. So there's a genetic and there's other studies on the mental part of it, the emotional part of it, but there's a lot to it, just like there is with everything. So to be able to have these giant guidelines and then have them condensed to Ritter rules. And so they've been recently updated and now translated to every language.
Amazing. And I know
those languages. I'm going.
No, terrific. And I know that is on the John Ritter Foundation website. So again, we'll be sending those links out. .org.
There you go. John Ritter Foundation.
.org. Oh, God.
Thank you. I know you guys love the .org.
I would have been a terrible cheerleader.
No, that's fantastic. I love this. I love that we're able to get the awareness out and that everything has been so busy lately for you guys and getting things out. Really, really exciting about all of it. As we're wrapping up this episode, because I know you guys are going to have to head out soon. You all are very busy people. But as we wrap this up, I would love to hear for both of you guys, is there any last little nugget that you guys want to share, whether about the John Ritter Foundation, John Ritter himself, or aortic dissection, that we just want to leave for the Walsh Wednesday listening audience?
I hope you're able to watch the beautiful video that Tonka made.
Yes.
It was very, very heartfelt. I think we inspired each other when we were together for just that first time. Was that the first time we met?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah. We fell in love. Second time.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, second time.
But I mean, we're sitting in that chair and having to say the same thing over and over again, but saying it in a bunch of different ways and just being silly and then going, oh, I know what works better. And it helped like kind of hone this message about Black Americans' numbers being very, very different than white Americans in terms of dying from it, dying before you get to the hospital, that kind of stuff, and the blood pressure piece. And Tonka made it a mission and did quite a service to. You never know who the community is. You never know. Like this person's like, well, I don't have anything to do with that. And you're like, okay. And then they'll call me back and say, oh, actually, my friend's mother had a da-da-da, because sometimes it's the heart attack thing where people think it's a heart attack. And a lot of times, I've been doing this now. John died in 2003, so the foundation's been around since then. I've heard people say, well, I don't know because my mom died in childbirth with me or with my brother or something. And it was an aneurysm, but I guess that means a brain aneurysm. You're like, no.
Not necessarily.
A aneurysm, and what they mean is a dissection. Mm. Because you're never more, the gals are never more vascular than when you're pregnant. And even so, before you give birth, while you're giving birth, and also when you're nursing, all of that, I guess it's hormonal changes, Mother Nature makes you more susceptible to an aortic aneurysm and dissection.
Mm. No, absolutely. And in regards to that video, we actually, for August and September, Amy, we've been running a shortened clip of Tonka's video. So it will be shown during this episode as well.
Sure. Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you. And thank
don't
you.
Don't forget me.
No, I won't.
You stepped on your way up.
You truly, it's been truly a partnership with Amy. You know, she continues to have John legacy that lives on through the John Ritter Foundation, you know, which have dedicated itself to research, education, and family support. Yep. You know, I believe the foundation also works in honoring John's life.
Yes.
While also ensuring that other families don't have to endure the tragedy that Amy has over these years. His name continues to open doors for conversations that save lives.
Right.
So I am highly, highly thankful of you, Amy, for doing this. You know, this is a true honor to just be in the same rooms, just knowing you personally.
On the same Zooms, you mean?
Same Zoom.
That too. <Yeah. laughs>
But I am just...
And we're silly when we're in the same rooms. We're well-behaved here now on the Zoom.
We are. We really are.
Tonka, it means the world to me because, you know, I haven't talked... The thing is, when you are in the field, and I'm not in the actual field, I am not in those emergency rooms. As a matter of fact, when I need to be in an emergency room to be with somebody, I'm so hyper aware of everything. Like, that guy's color looks bad. Maybe he's anemic, or maybe this is like, you got to calm down. That's your job, right? And you're good at that. I'm listening to people who have lost someone or just got diagnosed. And there's a way to treat it because each person's is different because of the knowledge they've come to. Sometimes the doctor gives them a little bitty thing and like, don't worry, if it's a girl, I hate to say, not a girl doctor, a woman, like, don't worry your pretty little head about it. And you're like, but I'm 2 months pregnant. How will this affect? Well, I'm not aware of the idea that everybody's kind of working with a different playbook. Mm-hmm. The idea to get everybody literally on the same page, on the same website, on the same page, to know Ritter rules and to know what your risk is. That's for doctors. That's for, because a you have a general GP mm-hmm. and you have a cardiologist. I'm not ranking them on top of each other because I could. Mm-hmm. And then there's the surgeon. So cardiologists sometimes lean towards the heart. It's in the name, cardiologist, mm-hmm. not an aortaologist. But so to also imbue the power and the information is power.
Information is power.
To doctors that don't see aortic dissection all the time. That's what we're doing. Tonka and I are doing it together. We have capes. We have superhero capes. They're purple.
I was going to say they better be purple. That's fantastic. Great
this
stuff.
John's shirt. It's not purple, but it's maroon.
Oh,
yes.
I love it.
I've been marooned. Just kidding.
Well, guys, thank you so, so much for being here. And of course, find all the information on the John Ritter Foundation in the description of this episode. We'll have that live stream. We'll have the Ritter rules. We'll have all that for you so you won't have to go too far. Amy, Tonka, I appreciate you guys. Before we completely wrap up, I'd be remiss if I didn't do this. Amy, I told you last time, my girlfriend and I are a fan of your movies, Men in Tights in particular. My girlfriend's birthday is today, the day
What's
we are
name?
Filming this. Alex, can I get a shout out to Alex for her birthday, please?
Happy birthday, Alex. I'm so happy.
Amazing. Fantastic. Yeah, no, she was so over the moon when I told her. It's like, yeah, I'm speaking to Maid Marian today. And she was like flipping out.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes.
I'll send her a little something.
Fantastic.
In case you didn't get her anything, you jerk.
Right. Hey.
I took her to Jonas Brothers. I was good.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That's called foreplay. That's for you.
Right. Terrific, guys. I'm Connor.
I'm Tonka.
I'm Amy.
And as always, we're glad we get to
spend some time.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, Impact PR and Communications, MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Tonka Williams on Aortic Health Awareness, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Safe LLP, Attorneys at Law, Walsh Valuation, and Dayrock.
Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.